show. Is it a sandwich? If I called a hot dog a sandwich, do you think that you'd be fine with it? If not, then why? Let's bust this wide. Mary, Carey, Kelly, Matt, oh my, is a sandwich? Well, let's decide.
This season, we're diving into a world of mystery and intrigue. A lattice of mystique filled with a compote of questions. Are bottoms going to get soggy? Will we be bogged down by stodgy answers? This season, we ask Cake v. Pie. On Order Up!
Can I change my name to Soggy Bottom for this season?
That can be your drag name.
That is fantastic. Hey, friends. Hey, listeners. It is season 9 of Order Up. As Matt alluded to off the top, this is Cake v. Pie. And if we had the money for the budget, we'd insert the Law and Order theme.
Dun-dun.
So let's get this party started, because there's a lot to dive into. We need to get our votes in. I, without a doubt, Team Pie. Team Pie all the way. Matt, who are you? What side are you on?
Okay, well, I love pie, and it is my favorite, but I'll have to be a little mysterious here. You'll have to wait until the trivia section to get my true answer.
Okay. So a TBD. Carrie, where do you stand?
I like pie, but unfortunately, there's certain pies that I hate. So I hate cherry pie. Like, hate it. I don't like cooked cherry. I like fresh cherries. Cherry pie. There are certain things about pie that I hate. So I'm going to have to say cake. Cake is much softer and it's sweeter. Yeah. I'm going to go cake for now.
Amazing. I like this. Okay, Mary, where do you stand on the issue?
So.
Mary had a rough night, listeners.
No. Two shows last night. And, I sound like a man.
Smoking
everybody.
Cigars while doing those two shows?
I'm sorry, everybody. This is the Kennedy guttural adventure. My God, I know. I'm sorry, everybody. My poor husband, when he woke up this morning, he's like, Bob? Anyway. But anyway, I am a combo, of course.
Okay.
So, like Carrie, there are pies that I hate that I just think, why, God, why? And for cake, it has to be very specific. So when we get into the show and rolling, you'll see. Because I have rules. You know, I have rules.
Yeah.
So at this point, it's I'm on the fence once again.
Okay. Well, right now then, I guess, even though we've just started, listeners, we are episode 1. Cake already has 3 votes. I love how this happens. But we're going to keep to tradition. Before we get to our guest today, Matt, you have some facts. Some fun cake and pie facts to get cake and pie season started. So, dun-dun, go for it.
Okay, all right. Today we're going to start with some basic definitions of pie and cake. This way we're on the same page. And we don't have another non-Newtonian fluid situation on our hands and shirt and trousers. Now, the definition of a pie is an individually baked pastry, typically with a top and base of the pastry is dough that has been rolled flat and shaped into a round or square shape filled with savory or sweet ingredients. The definition of a cake is a soft, sweet food made from flour, sugar, eggs, and shortening. So this is our baseline model for consideration of what these are, but I would be remiss if I didn't point out that this does not capture the full spectrum of pies and cakes. In fact, this is almost a restrictive and, dare I say, stodgy definition. I've been watching lots of Bake Off for the last few years. Sorry. Now, the reality is the first cake ever recorded was a cheesecake. It dates back to 4,000 years ago.
What?
to the Greek island of Samos and was made from cheese mixed with flour and sweetened with honey. While the first instance of a cake made with flour was from only 400 BCE. So this creates a contradiction. If the cheesecake is the first cake, then does it need to be sweet? In fact, I say no. The French have a savory cake called the salé, made with cheese, ham, and olives as an apéro, which is a before meal item. This turns the cake on its head from a dessert into an appetizer. Then we have the aforementioned cheesecake. The modern New York cheesecake is clearly a cake, in as much as cheesecake predates flour cakes, as I mentioned, but it also has a crust like a pie. The modern concept of cake quite clearly has a nice fluffy wheat confection with some icing or powdered sugar to top it off. But here we have a slab of cheese, flour, eggs, and sugar on a crust of graham crackers. That's kind of in pie territory here. Lastly, we have the pie. So different from the cake. Such an obvious, unique thing. But the first pie found in a recipe from 2000 BCE and thought to have been around since at least 9,500 BCE was in fact an oat, wheat, and barley cake filled with chicken and honey. Once again, food blurring lines and defying definitions. And in fact, the concept of a pie is a much more diverse thing than a latticed delight or a crumble-covered concoction, with the most common pie culturally, in fact, being the hand pie, a type of pie that is present in nearly every culture, ranging from empanadas, the Cornish pasty, samosas, spanakopita, xiangbing, char siu bao, and the meat pie from the Anzac region. And of course, the beautiful patty is shared with us in Toronto by our Jamaican neighbors. Mm-hmm. So while this season's debate is cake v. pie, I reject the premise. And I say cake and pie are in fact an illusion.
Oh,
what?
Oh, what are we
going to
do? Okay.
What? Oh, my head hurts. Oh, man. So, Matt, are you neither?
I am saying it is all and nothing.
Philosophy. Oh, boy. Season.
I feel like we're bringing back the Kaplansky answer.
Kaplansky defense.
Yeah, the Kaplansky. So, okay. I'm confused. I'm so confused. I also did a redoing of the math. I need to correct myself. It's two votes cake, two votes pie, despite the fact that Carrie, Mary, and I are the only ones who gave answers. And then we have Matt, which is, I don't know, the Matrix answer.
There is no pie.
It's red pill or blue pill. Okay. All right. I'm writing down in the book the Matt answer, which I'm just going to put a question mark. All right. Well, good luck to our first guest today.
Breaking news from my side. Yeah. Oh, sorry to do this, but
yeah.
And this could be my blonde speaking because I was born a blonde. I always thought cheesecake was pie.
We're going to get into this in the questions because I have questions for Matt about that. Let's get going, friends. It's season 9. Everything's going to hell in a handbasket. It's order up. Oh, man. Matt, who is our guest today?
Our guest today is a wonderful comedian who is making her triumphant return to Toronto after performing at the Comedy Store in LA. She has performed at Just for Laughs on Sirius XM, and she has thoroughly roasted her fair share of comedians on the international roast circuit, and has also recently returned to the wonderful world of baking, making her very excited to talk about today's topic. Please welcome Sarah Ashby.
Yay, Sarah!
Hello. How's it going?
I'm so anxious to get your thoughts on what Matt just said, but we're very grateful you're here.
So excited to be here. Yeah.
Super excited to have you. I'm curious to know off the top, like, as a fellow comedian, do you eat much before a set? I'm always curious if folks like chow down or if you wait till you're done.
Oh yeah. Like, I definitely before, especially roasts and things, I won't eat like all day from nervousness. But then as soon as I'm off, like the minute I'm off stage, it's just like anything, please. Like, I'm so hungry now.
I know, like the ravenous energy just like cranks up to 10. So we're going to get into your food habits. I will be asking you the 5 questions to save Mary's voice, which again, Mary, I love deep voice, Mary. This is great. I would be making all the calls right now if I could with a voice like that. I like it. All right. Sarah, are you ready for 5 very difficult food questions?
Absolutely. 100%.
All right. So speaking of food, question number 1, is your tooth a savory or a sweet tooth?
Oh yeah. I feel like I like, definitely it's just like a weird thing, obviously, like monthly and stuff, where I'm like, sometimes I crave like the most sweets possible. And then other times it's literally like just cheese, like only cheese. But I've been finding late, like I went out of the sweets for a little bit, but lately my sweet tooth has just been regrowing again. And like, I've been like, okay, now I have some time off work. I could start baking again. So I'm definitely diving back into the sweet tooth right now for sure.
Amazing. What is the go-to for the sweet when you're baking? What's your favorite thing to make?
Oh, for sure, it's brownies. I love brownies. Like,
oh, yeah.
It's just like the perfect, like, in between everything kind of baking, I feel, because it's like easy-ish. Like, it's not as much mixing and stuff, but like, it's still kind of cake, but it's like not cake. It's like bars, but it's also not really bars because it's so sweet. It's not like a Rice Krispie or anything. Like, it's so like everything all in one.
Matt, what are your thoughts on Sarah's brownie answer?
I think that's, yeah, I mean, it's just in that liminal space of desserts, you know? It's a bar, but it's dainty space. And sweet and soft.
Yes.
And...
Do you go with nuts in the brownie or no nuts, Sarah?
I'll put like little caramel chunks in it. White chocolate chips too, just to like add a little extra.
Oh my gosh.
I like that.
Very exciting.
Excellent. I have a baking show. You need to come on it and bake. Mm-hmm. But we'll talk later about that. All right. When it comes to cutting cake, if someone is cutting a cake for you or if you're doing it for yourself, do you take the centerpiece, the corner piece, or you'll just take whatever is offered?
For sure. So when I was younger, I used to literally only eat the icing off cakes. Like, literally any corner piece, I was like, perfect. And I'd eat all around the cake and then give the cake to, like, my grandpa to finish. Even, like, my parents would be like, we'd have to hide the cakes because you'd just take your finger and just scoop so much icing. Even if it wasn't yours, just scoop it off and, like, oh my God. And now it's like, I need the cake sliced with the least amount of icing because I think I overdid it when I was younger.
I love that. I'm curious about the about my fellow co-host Mary, Carrie, Matt. Do you go corner, middle? I think I go corner a lot. I like that little burnt piece on the edge and a little icing and a little.
Yeah.
Are we talking for a brownie or for cake?
For cake.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't care. I don't like tons of icing. I like a little bit of icing, but sometimes it's too much for me. I find it too sweet. So, and my husband says there's no such thing as too sweet, but he's wrong. There's something, yeah. So I don't care. I will get, if someone's offering me a piece of cake, I will take it.
Nice. Mary?
Oh, friends, I don't like icing. And if there's a flower or somebody's big room with lots of icing, I peel it off and I have to get to just the cake. It makes me, it's like if you eat too much butter, I'm like, what?
Yeah.
I can't do it. I hate it. Mm-mm. Sorry.
Matt?
I like as much icing as possible. I don't eat a lot of cake, so it's like gotta be really making the best of it, because it's not like you're slamming down a cake every weekend kind of thing. Special occasion kind of thing.
Well, if you are,
I could slam down a cake every weekend, but I shouldn't.
I just now just want to see Matt slamming down a cake. I need to do that on Instagram.
Matilda style.
Exactly. Now, question number three, as Matt, Sarah mentioned, as Matt mentioned off the top, the whole deal with cheesecake, I have heard that cheesecake is not a cake nor a pie, but that it's a tart.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts, Sarah?
That's what I would say. Like, that's what I was thinking too, because like it makes sense for it to be a tart with like the bottom layer being crisp, like crunchy, but then the top is like a filling versus like it is like a pastry. So it's, to me, it's like the way like hot dogs aren't really sandwiches, but they kind of are, where you're like, it's in the, like Matt said, the nether sphere of like what belongs where, right? What category does it fit in? It fits in three, but like it can't fit it for like, it's kind of like Pluto being a planet or not, like the very specific one rule it can't follow.
So yes. Personally,
yeah, I would definitely see how it could be a tart for sure. But for me, I would consider almost more in the realm of pie than cake, just for the way it's like composed, even though it's still missing the top layer of it. It feels more like prepared as a pie, even though it's a cake, which is interesting to me.
Yeah. Hmm. I feel like.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah, go ahead.
No, I was just like, what about a crumble? Is a crumble a pie? Because it has that bottom crust, but it doesn't have a top crust, but it has the crumbly. So does that, Mary's looking angry. I don't know what to do.
What food rule have we violated today?
Oh, that's a good question. The first things that I used to make to bring, and I swear to goodness I did this, I would bring this to birthday parties without anybody asking me when I was 10, but I would bring crumbles.
Ooh.
Like in fifth grade, I'd be like, Kelly's got the crumble. Like no one called for it. But
I think crumbles have a bot. You don't need a top. Like you can have a pie without a top, right?
Yeah.
So yeah, I think a crumble is just, it's a different topper.
Okay.
I think where you.
Mary.
Crumbles. Wait a second. So it sounds Canadian to me that what you, the language you're speaking, crumbles are what, explain.
Okay, well, it's not a pie bottom.
Yeah, but not like a lattice, but just like crumble of crust or, you know.
Like sugar and oats or something together.
We call that coffee cake. That's a coffee cake.
No,
that's not a Canadian coffee cake.
It's a pie. Yeah. It's a pie. But just with no top crust, just with like a topping, kind of like
strudel,
oats or strudel.
Oh, there you go. Thank you. I'm back in apple strudel. That's kind of.
Oh my gosh, that's something else completely.
Oh man.
Yeah. Well, a strudel is a pastry. A strudel is a pastry. Yeah,
if we become one country, we'll just clear this all up. That's.
We'll have to like lead the Great Pie Accords. And I think, okay, is it served hot or cold? Are we talking like East Coast or Midwest?
I'm back in. Oh, all right.
Does anyone else have a headache? Okay. All right. Question number four. Sarah, would you eat a pie cakin? And for the listeners who may not know what pie cakin is, there is a turducken, which is a bird, which is delicious. But this is pecan pie or pecan pie, depending on how you say it, a pumpkin pie and a spiced cake with cinnamon buttercream between each layer, and on the outer layer, an oat crumble or streusel. Sarah, is a pie cakin on your wish list?
I feel like it's definitely something I would try. And I feel like just from the description of it, it would be like, you know, you have one of those bites and you can feel all the teeth in your mouth just start hurting. And if it, like, I want to try it to be like, oh, I want to feel alive. Those cookies that you can get, the sugar cookies from like any grocery store, when you bite it, you're like, oh, this is literally deteriorating my mouth as I'm eating it, but I can't stop. Yeah. So, like,
yeah. Follow up question. Would you do a pie cake-in with a turducken?
That's a meal.
I feel like we're doing all the stuffs today. In a meal. And it's like Inception, but every meal is a meal and a meal and a meal. I feel like you have to.
Oh my goodness. Who created the pie cake-in? Who created the pie cake-in? Does anyone know?
I never heard of it until now.
Yeah. Let me look it up. One sec.
I feel like this could be an American invention.
Matt is getting there.
Yeah.
I feel like it's got to be made in a place where, like, people do a lot of baking, like, competitions, and someone like, I'm just going to blow them out of the water this year.
Pastry chef Zach Young created the pie cake and has an actual bake shop called the Pie Cake and Bake Shop.
Oh.
Like some influencer baker dude. Basically,
dude,
he's a dude. He's muscly. He has that like growth, close crop hair. He's a dude. He's a bake bro.
He's like one of those things they bring to the X, where it's like, here's the new, like,
yes,
yeah.
Yeah, definitely a CNE or okay, state this is crazy. There.
I don't. I think it would be very cool to. I don't want to eat either of those things. This is Carrie, by the way. But I think I would go to a dinner just with us, where we do the pie, the turducken, and the pie cake-in, and then call an ambulance or something like that. But I think it would be really cool. I think that would be a meal. And then what do you drink? You have to make one of those swamp water.
You have to drink
a whole bunch of things.
Yep. Just Long Island teas the whole time.
Yeah. Or those drinks where it's like a beer and you drop a shot in it kind of thing.
Yeah. Something like that where you have to put something in something.
Yeah.
Something.
A Jaeger bomb inside a Guinness. The grossest things together.
A Jaeger Guinness.
Yeah.
A Gergen Minis. I don't know. That's great.
Yeah, this guy's definitely he has like a. I'm looking at a picture of him. He has a apron, but it's like got that sort of like, you know, just kind of looks apron. like hipster kind of like blue ribbing with like a leather kind of highlights and stuff. Yeah,
custom made.
All right. All right. Final question number 5, Sarah. You now apparently have to break a tie, despite it being our first episode. Are you on team pie? Are you on team cake? Do you give Matt's matrix answer? Or do you say neither for anything? I'm so confused.
I personally, I am team cake, I will say. I've always been a cake gal. Yeah. Specifically, too, it was the turn of the century when ice cream cake came out. It just, that was what pushed it over for me. It was like ice cream and cake together. You can't go wrong.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
Tom Cavell's cookie puss definitely likes that.
Mm-hmm. I should be that voice today.
Go ahead and bring it back.
That would be not a voice I would want to be picked up by.
Hey, when I get into my car, you know, I'll take you for a ride. I'll get some ice cream cake down at my store.
Oh, good grief.
Get out of my dreams and into my car.
Oh, man. All right. Well, with Sarah's answer, that puts cake at 3, pie at 2, Matt at whatever the hell Matt's answer is.
Existential grief.
Oh my gosh, I love it. Sarah, where can folks find you on socials, and what shows do you have coming up that you want to get a
Yes, you can check me out for sure. You can check me out at Sarah N. Ashby on Instagram. I've got a bunch of like clips and stuff on there, as well as my link tree, which connects to my Twitter, which is at SmashB17, or my Threads, which would be Sarah N. Ashby as well. We've also got a bunch of roast battle videos on up, and I've been doing it for a while. Nice. So you can catch me there whenever roasting is happening, either as a judge or a competitor. And then I have an album out too called Ew, What Is This? You ever want to give it a little listen? It's on all streaming platforms, like, so available anywhere, which is awesome.
That's amazing. I need, and maybe you're the person to make this happen, but I need someone to do a roast battle with a actual roast.
Yes.
Yeah. Roast battle.
That just have like Gordon Ramsay as the judge.
I think that would be, because I like a roast.
Yeah.
I like a roast dinner.
Right. Set up like a real dinner and everyone can eat and everyone brings a plate, and as you're the one being the roast and eating your meal, to roast you afterwards.
I think that needs to happen. I would love
100%.
That. 100%. I would love it. Oh, man. Well, listeners, that has gotten us started for season 9. We have 5 more episodes of these to go. So who knows where the totals will end by the end of this. But yeah, I need to go have a lie down. We haven't actually eaten anything, and Matt's answer just threw me for such a loop. but I'm excited. Stay tuned for more fun and shenanigans. It's been Order Up.
Hey, your name is?
Heather.
And where are you from?
Toronto.
Do you like toppings on your cake or pie?
Yes.
What do you like?
On a cake?
Yeah.
Fruit, sometimes icing, sprinkles.
And how about pie? Like, what do you like on top of pie?
Nothing.
Not even ice cream or whipped cream or anything?
Ice cream.
All right. Do you like, what are your favorite flavors of cake and pie?
Cake, chocolate, McCain, deep and delicious. Pie is either pumpkin, cherry, or apple.
And if you had to choose one, which would it be, cake or pie?
Cake.
Why?
It's spongier.
Okay, there you go.
Order Up is hosted and produced by Matt Ardill,
Mary Kennedy,
Larry Hain,
Kelly Zemeckis.
And original music is by Rebecca McDonald.